Andrew Octopus, the man with no face. Contrary to popular reports, I am not dead. You're listening to another edition of Mental Illness as a Technology and Vice Versa. I'm your host, Andrew Octopus, broadcasting live for the private detectives who need body armor, the hemp farmers, the can collectors, the mixtape selectors, the mad professors, others, us sundry, and varied. Keep it right here. You know what to expect by now. I hope I won't be too disappointing.
last night, the other doctors and I were drunk and walking around in the laboratory, and we contaminated your test results with monkey urine. We cannot be held responsible for this development, of course. Sincerely, your brain surgeon.
We regret to inform you there has been some confusion about your transfusion. We regret to inform you there has been some confusion about your transfusion. We regret to inform you there has been some confusion about your
see if this works.
I got in math.
This is Chugga Chugga with their song.
My mom, she asked me what kind of grades I got in math. I looked her in the eye. I told a bold-faced lie. I said I had an A and I would pass. She knew me better. My mom, she begged me for the truth. I shrugged my shoulders, confessed I had a D, but it was the best work that I could do. I don't understand why so much stress is put on academics. And they say they discovered what doctors call an epidemic. I guess I look guilty, she asked again under her breath. I was sick of these questions, so I made up a grade. I said I had an H and then I left. My mom ain't no sucker. She said, girl, H is not a grade. I stomped my feet through the door down the street and shouted that D was what I had. I don't understand why so much stress is put on academics. And they say they've discovered what doctors call an epidemic. say that kids can't learn because they are attention deficit. Knowledge is golden. The education system is ADHD. That's what they're calling my condition. ADHD. We're just sick of this institution. ADHD. It's not that we can't pay attention. ADHD. School's just not worth the concentration.
That was ADHD by Chugga Chugga off their CD Nine Times. Before that we had, I don't know what the exact title of that is, I would guess something having to do with a blood transfusion or a brain disease, but that was by the band Organ Failure out of Houston, Texas. If you'd like more information about Chugga Chugga, you can go to www.myspace.com/chuggachugga. Two G's in both chuggas. Or you can order a copy of their CD for $2 by writing to 21417 Parker, Farmington Hills, Michigan, 48336. That's $2 to 21417 Parker, Farmington Hills, Michigan, 48336. Be sure to tell them that you heard about it on Mental Illness as a Technology. I'm your host, Andrew Octopus. I appreciate your listenership this evening. I'll try to make it worth your while. I want to give a special appreciation to everyone who came out to the wonderful time travel party on Saturday evening. I had a great time. Thanks for everyone who stayed for my performance or bought some artwork. You know, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and apparently Michael Jackson has been listening to this program and is now using it as a centerpiece of his legal defense strategy. Because I theorized a few weeks ago that Michael Jackson was being targeted as a way of retaining control of the Beatles catalog, or regaining control of the Beatles catalog, which he currently controls. And this story comes out in the Associated Press a few days later. Declaring himself, quote, completely innocent, end quote, of child molestation charges, Michael Jackson said Sunday that he is the victim of a conspiracy and asked fans around the world to pray for him. In an interview with the Reverend Jesse Jackson, the entertainer would not elaborate on his conspiracy belief, citing the court-imposed gag order that prevents him from discussing his trial in detail. However, he said he believes he is just the latest of several black luminaries to be unjustly accused, citing former South African President Nelson Mandela and former heavyweight boxing champions Muhammad Ali and Jack Johnson as others. He spent the first 40 minutes of the interview reminiscing warmly about his career, his family, and such childhood musical heroes as James Brown, Jackie Wilson, Sammy Davis Jr., and the Beatles, saying he grew up in a household filled with music. We'll have some more news later. We're going to particularly discuss accusations or research that Gloria Steinem was funded by the CIA.
Down even deeper. Into the cheekbones and all the way through the tip of your nose. Deep within your ears. And realize that no matter how deep you go, the sound of my voice will go in. So very calm now. Just allow this light to go down even further through the upper lip and the roof of the mouth, all the way down into your jaw, from the jawbone all the way down into your chin. So relaxed, so calm. Just allow this relaxing to go down into your neck area. Just allow the weight of your head to become so very heavy, so relaxed, and let it fall where it may.